Report: Climate Envoy carries jet has emitted 300 metric tons of pollution since Biden took office. By Penny Star on July 20, 2022. John Kerry, Joe Biden's special envoy for climate, has spent his tenure jetting to events focusing on cutting carbon emissions while reportedly spewing 300 metric tons of the pollutant from his private aircraft. As Breitbart News reported, Kerry jetted off to Europe on Tuesday to attend climate change-themed events. The climate envoy is slated to jet off this week to the Petersburg Climate Dialogue, a UN summit where representatives from 40 countries will negotiate emissions reductions and climate financing for developing nations, in Berlin, Germany. The UN has previously released a statement confirming the gathering, saying only the agenda also includes a long-standing demand of many states particularly affected by the climate crisis, financial support to cope with damage and losses due to climate change. Fox News first reported on the statistics and asked Kerry about it. When asked, Kerry's office suggested he would travel to the conference and return to the U.S. via commercial airline. His office similarly said he wouldn't travel to the WEF conference in May by private plane. No, a Kerry spokesperson said in an email to Fox News Digital when asked if Kerry would travel to Germany via private jet. Secretary Kerry travels commercially or via military air in his role as special presidential envoy for climate, the spokesperson added. Kerry's family jet, a Gulfstream GIVSP, has made a total of 48 trips lasting more than 60 hours and emitted an estimated 715,886 pounds, or 325 metric tons, of carbon since President Biden was sworn into office, according to federal data obtained by Fox News Digital via FlightAware. The plane belongs to Flying Squirrel LLC, a charter company owned by Kerry's wife Teresa Heinz Kerry and in which Kerry reported owning a more than $1 million stake on his most recent financial disclosure. Fox News interviewed Daniel Turner, executive director of Power the Future, about Kerry's rhetoric and behavior. The problem with folks like John Kerry and the climate hypocrites who run the green movement is that they want to use the coercive power of government, Daniel Turner, executive director of Power the Future, told Fox News Digital in an interview. They want to use it internationally with groups like the UN, etc. They want to use the power of government to deny the rest of us the ability to use those fossil fuels that they take for granted. They refuse to voluntarily live how they want the rest of us to be forced to live, Turner said. It doesn't just make them hypocrites, it makes them, quite frankly, a threat to the rights and freedoms of people around the world. When John Kerry voluntarily lives the way he wants the rest of us to be compelled to live, then we can talk about his climate goals. Follow Penny Star on Twitter.